This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Cook Report, deconstructing exit poll data from 2012, African-American voters accounted for Obama's entire margin of victory in seven states: Florida, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Without these states' 112 electoral votes, Obama would have lost decisively. Current polling from NBC Wall Street Journal finds only 1% of black support for Trump. Poll of Gen Forward Group 18 to 30 finds 92% support for HIV and AIDS prevention, 90% for equal employment, and 80% for LGBT adoption. Iran Sharmila, an Indian political activist protesting the martial law in the eastern states of India under the Special Powers Act of 1958, broke her 16-year hunger strike. Researchers have found evidence of racial bias and stereotyping in recognizing and treating pain among minorities, particularly black patients. A federal jury in California has found California's major utility company, Pacific Gas and Electric, guilty of safety violations at the time of a 2010 gas explosion that killed eight in San Bruno, a Bay Area suburb. In the 2 weeks after the Dallas police shooting, answering the chief's call, applicants tripled for openings in the police force, hitting almost 500. Facebook has installed software to block the ad blockers. The CDC estimates that as many as 10.6% of grade school children have asthma. Researchers and doctors are finding no health benefits for spinal fusion surgery, vertebroplasty, or kyphoplasty, both back surgeries that continue to be reimbursed but are seen as shams, or for meniscus surgery for your knees. Texas civil rights organizations and the Justice Department have come to an agreement filed in Corpus Christi courts to allow various alternative forms of ID for voters and a signed affidavit reopening the polls to more people. The Obama administration is removing a major roadblock on marijuana research to allow more scientific study of the drug by increasing the number of growers that can supply marijuana for research. A federal appeals court has halted the expansion of municipal public broadband in North Carolina and Tennessee and overturned an FCC decision to move in that direction. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.